It's finally here, Star Wars The Force Awakens, and it's everything that you hoped it would be. The latest saga begins with the familiar anthem and the scrolling words, and then we think back to George Lucas's classic features, but this time this new feature is directed by J.J. Abrams, who has this ability to reboot the old series. He did it with Mission Impossible, he did it with Star Trek, and now he's done it with Star Wars. It's fresh, and it's nostalgic at the same time. It's exciting, fast-paced, and also what it needs that the last three didn't have so much of is some nice humor. And it's got that awesome, that gee whiz spectacle that the very first one had. And some people have actually rated this up there with, as good as number one. I put it as, slightly below, but not too far. There's a newcomer called Daisy Ridley, and she plays Rey, who is living on this new planet we hadn't heard about before. It's kind of a pitiful place known as Jakku, and she's a scavenger. She goes around and finds parts to engines and can rebuild anything. But she is drawn into the rebel camp because the famous stormtroopers arrive and start to kill everyone. And she is hiding, doesn't know what to do. And she ends up escaping with a stormtrooper who gave it all up, decided he didn't want to be any part of this. He is called Finn, and he is played by a new actor, also a British actor who does an American accent, called John Boyega. They also have brought in Oscar Isaac, who's a real promising American actor. He plays pilot Poe Dameron. And as one of the bad guys, we have Adam Driver as Kylo Ren. After an extended period of absence, we have Harrison Ford as Han Solo, Carrie Fisher as Leia, Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, and Peter Mayhew, who by the way lives in Grand Prairie, as the Wookiee Chewbacca. There's a new, very cute rolling droid called BB-8, and he connects with vintage fellow robots R2-D2 and C-3PO. 30 years after the Return of the Jedi, that's when the Resistance is continuing to face the threat of a military dictatorship, now known as the First Order. And the supreme leader is Snoke, and he is not actual in appearance, but he is portrayed by Andy Serkis. And they are on a course of destruction, this First Order, to just destroy just about everyone in the galaxy. And his second in command is this black mask Kylo Ren, who commands all the stormtroopers. I can't recommend it highly enough. You have to see it. Of course, everybody will, no matter what I say. And I'm excited for the upcoming sequel.